The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning on this beautiful Friday. Hey, well, I could go through the, you know, the litany of what Carl does, but this is going to be a different kind of show today. Welcome to our morning show here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott. Carl always says Carl and Linda Bott. Carl's on assignment, so I'm hoping that he's having a beautiful time wherever he decides to go today.
Everybody needs a little break.
And it's hot. So, you know, a lot of times you have to do things in the morning, really early in the morning, these times of day, this time of year. So, I've got Sue here with me this morning. Good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM. Free Fire Radio, will be, this show from 7 to 9, also at 1460 AM. And this is also streaming on KCNRradio.com. I know we always get these wonderful, little emails that come in from people that are listening in different parts of not only the country, but in the world. So,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah, they take
people from all over the world listen to this show.
Isn't it? You look pretty today.
Thank you.
I love it.
It's amazing what a shower can do.
Well, you know what? You are so, let me just, and by the way, Alex is at the helm.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Hey, yeah. What's going on?
Alex is doing a great job. And this is the kind of thing that Carl would say that, you know, we're in the studios, that sponsored the studios, of course, by, the Reading Rancheria, and Glenn Hayward's gonna be on in a few weeks, and I can't wait for him to talk about what's happening. Oh my gosh, I took a tour of that new health center, and I've talked about it before on the air. I'm just gonna kind of ramble, like what comes into our mind, and we're kicked back and forth. Health center is if you were to think that you were going to go on an island someplace and find a 5-star, first of all, just the architecture of it is amazing. You can't tell from the street. And I, you know, had to wear the hard hat. We were driven in trucks to get there to the property. And I was with a small group of about 15, people that went through. We got to meet the foreman, and there was maybe 140 workers on, working on it with the girders and the steel, and it was still open. And that fascinates me because I always, I'm always interested about material, where it's built, where it came from, and all of that steel, by the way, comes from America out of a company in Utah. There's 4 companies in Utah. And when you talk about those big beam steel girders or whatever they're called, the beams, and you think about those traveling across the states on big wide trucks, that just amazes me.
And for me, it's American made. I mean, it makes me want to wave a flag. And I'm like, yay, it's American made. And now we're seeing more and more of it due to the new policies.
Right.
And when you were speaking of the new facility that's being built, this is one of those life altering facilities. It really is, because I think of all the people that are going to go through those doors, and they're going to go in one way and come out another. They're going to come out spectacular. You know, the ones that, whose health wasn't, you know, doing that great. They really didn't know what to do. Some people just hesitate. And now with this big, beautiful facility, those folks that may have hesitated are going to be opening, you know, they're going to be going through those doors once they open. And I think that's the focus right there is how it's going to change the community.
Well, our medical world, as we know it, has changed drastically. And so what, this new facility, health center, there's a name for it. I apologize for that, but we're talking about, of course, the Reading Rancheria put this thing together, millions and millions of dollars. And, that when it does open and you get to see, you know, what they've done, it's a wellness program. They have the medical side and the wellness side. So in the wellness side, which is amazing, they've got indoor pool, outdoor pool, a track all the way around the facility, gardens. So that for those people that maybe just grew up on a chicken McNugget, you know, you zap it and you eat it, you know, and this is why we wonder why we have obesity and allergies and kids don't have, because they're not eating nutrition that's really helping their organs grow correctly, right. You know, and we all partake in that. We don't eat correctly, or food's bleached or blanched compared to what it used to be, like maybe even 20 years ago. So they're trying to retrain those who aren't fortunate, and they do serve the underprivileged. They do take Medicaid, and it's not just all tribal.
Right. And a lot of folks don't realize that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
They don't realize that those doors are open for the underserved.
Right.
And we have seen different facilities, but they're usually much, much smaller. And they do the best they can with what they have. Now, it's a full body rehabilitation type of facility. You can, whether it's mental.
Mind, body, spirit.
Mind, body, and spirit. And we haven't seen that on such a large scale.
It's a large scale. Trust me. It's, I can't. Words, it's like anything else. You go to the ocean, you can try to describe the ocean. You could take a picture of the ocean.
Right.
You can write a song about the ocean and a poem about the ocean until somebody goes to the ocean.
Right.
They have, it just, it's a different sensory. Now your world is awakened to a different experience.
Right. And the best part about it too, not only is it American made steel, it's a beautiful building. The architecture's gorgeous and it's going to be serving how many thousands. It's changing for the next generation. You know, these parents that are going to walk in with their kids and they're going to realize, hey, this is the way I was brought up. I can show my children how to live a better, brighter life. And just like you said, mind, body, and soul.
Mind, body, yeah. Okay. Well, let's do the weather. And I've got a couple other things while I've got you here I want to talk about along those lines that have been new experiences, Sue. And I know, you know, just thank you for hanging out with me for a minute here. We do have guests coming in this morning, but let's give you an update. It's currently 78 degrees in the downtown. 78? Am I wrong? It's going to be 99 today overnight. But I go out in the morning, like around 5 o'clock, 5:30. I sit on the stoop, which is our, you know, front area. Take the dog out. Just kind of feeling. I know as soon as I walk out the door, just with the feel, the air, what it feels like if it's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be, and I said, this is going to be a warm day, but it's interesting because it feels warmer. Even though it says 99, the air feels heavier today. 99, overnight lows of 67. It looks like, you know, 5 to 9, we could have gusts today. I don't see it right now, but up to 18 miles per hour. Tonight can go up to 20. So overnight lows of 67. And when I hear you read the weather, you inspire me. I'm like, when I grow up, I want to read the weather like Sue McClain.
Thank you.
Cause you make it sound like, my God, is it the most beautiful, like, you know, you sing it like an opera song.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, you know, I can only just do the caps.
Well, you're doing a great job.
I'll do the caps. So Saturday's 99, overnight lows of 70, Sunday's calling for 101. Now we're getting into the hot weather, right? Well, no, and actually Monday's 99, but like you were saying, I heard you say, and Tuesday, 103. So we're getting up to Wednesday at 105 and Thursday at 103. And that's why we get up super early and we want to do these activities, because around 10 o'clock it starts to boom.
Right. You want to, if you're going to take your dog for a walk, do it
early.
If you want to take your kids out for a walk, you know, now's the time. But there's places you can cool down. You've got the Enterprise Park. That's free. The kids would love it. Grandkids will love it. You can head on down to Anderson and they've got that. Oh, let's see. The Fantasy Fountain is the one in Reading at Enterprise Park. And then the Splash Pad is the one in Anderson. That's absolutely free. It's over kind of by the ballpark. If you go in, take a right. It's right there. You can't miss it. There's going to be a lot of people there. You can also,
a big fountain like they had in The Godfather where they all of a sudden had the fire hydrant and that was what kids did back in those days?
Well, it's really neat. So, you know, if you want an experience for the kids
and they're just
looking for a place to cool down, Enterprise Park, Fantasy Fountain. I don't know what I said before. Hopefully I said
I want to hear about it. I've not been.
Yeah.
You know? And you should know these things.
It's just a great place to picnic. They have shade over there. It's shaded. You can have a big party or a small party or just, you know, go out there, bring a towel, sunscreen.
Okay. And where is Enterprise Park?
Enterprise Park, you go out Victor Avenue.
Okay.
You take the Victor Avenue exit off. What is that, 44?
Yeah.
You go all the way down.
Okay.
And you'll run into the park if you just keep driving.
Okay.
Okay.
And the water park is the lower part of the park.
The lower part of the park.
All right. Okay. So you don't see it from the street.
You can when you drive by, but you can't see the water.
Okay.
Features. You have to go around past the
Never bath. Have been there.
You take a right. Here's the thing. There's two entrances.
Okay.
If you go in the first entrance on the north side, it's going to take you to where you can be like by the soccer park, the soccer fields kind of over there. It's all the open grass. Keep going to the next exit. It's at the stop sign.
Yeah. Okay. They have pickleball over there too.
Oh my God.
There you go. So it's at the stop sign. Take a quick right. I know we're running out of time. Take a quick right. You're going to veer off to the right. It's going to go to the left and go downhill, and it's on your right-hand side. There's plenty of parking.
Oh, my gosh. Now, see, these are the kind of things you've got kids visiting. I had this conversation yesterday with, well, she's 15, and, like, what do? When they come, and she's coming from a different country. So, like, what do you, you know, they're not talking about, like, what do? We have nothing to do. But they were trying to fill, you know, like a calendar up, an agenda. So, we love that, that when you've got grandkids or something, or just go down and see what, you know, what Reading has to offer. I don't know about this. I want to find out more about this. Hey, it's 7:16 in the morning. We're here on KCNR, with Free Fire Radio. Sue McClain is in here with me. I'm Linda Bott. Alex is at the helm. We will be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound. Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait. Must be 21 to attend. Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket. Dust off those boots. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for? We can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Oh, welcome back to our morning show here at KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, streaming at kcnrradio.com. Good morning, everybody, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance. I just want to do a shout out because, you know, we have our insurance with for the station, our businesses, and our personal and life insurance with Judy Maxwell. I love the fact that you go into her, and this is like, she'll do this for you for free. Like, what's happening with my Medicare? What's happening with my 401? What, you know, what's going on? They have a group in there that make you feel like, you know, nothing's too small and nothing's too big. They're going to take the same amount of time and energy with you, and they'll go in, you'll go into this room, and Judy is just so Southern and so beautiful and well, just elegant, and they make you feel like that. And they'll go in and they'll help you with a PowerPoint presentation and kind of tell you like, well, this is what you can do, and this is, you know, and just give you like a, like, where are you? What are your goals? Where do you want to be? And so Maxwell Insurance and Financial will do that. They're located on Hilltop Drive, and I just want to say Maxwell Insurance. In fact, I've had a couple people that were canceled. Their insurance went up. They have a couple rentals and a house, and they just were crazy about what was going on, and they went to Judy, and Judy made it happen for them. So I think that that speaks volumes.
Right, and with Judy, one thing when I've talked to her, she's so down to earth.
She is. She's wonderful.
That she'll, if you don't understand something, she'll bring it to you in a way you will understand.
Right.
Because there's lots of them out there. They're hustling. They just want to make the buck. It's not really about the people. She makes it about you.
Right.
And so if you're looking for, it doesn't matter what age you are, she can present it to you in a language that you will understand.
That's great.
It's like when you go to a certain, say, I'm just throwing this out there, please don't get upset, a doctor's office. And
right.
Like, and they're talking doctor speak, and I don't get that.
Doctor so
like,
speak, that's funny.
But bring it down. So,
yeah.
And she does that.
Layman terms.
There you go.
Yeah, because they, you know, there's a lot of Greek.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you and I were discussing this morning about like Enterprise Park, and then you guys were talking about that. And I said I need to do a ride along because I've been here 20 years, but there's areas that when people say, "Oh, I live in this side," or not even the east side or the west side, but like in certain areas, and I still, after all this time, don't have the areas. I said we need to put a map up here, so when we talk about, you know, when Victor is south, or when you go down 44, you know, we go to Palisadro. I mean, there's kind of the areas you know where to go,
mm-hmm.
but there's enclaves within the areas that are named certain, like, you know, areas.
Right. So, yeah, Sunset Terrace. Or
yeah,
if you're going
I know
down
Sunset Terrace.
You know, Enterprise.
Yeah.
You know, and
Sundial.
When we know. Sundial. Yes.
Oh, is that a new one?
Yeah. Oh, Sundial.
Bridge.
Well,
yeah, but I mean, I don't know if there was a Sundial community.
No,
I mean,
no.
Oh my
that
God!
Was awesome.
Okay, you caught me. You caught me totally off. That's great.
You threw our boss
you
under
did,
the bus.
You did. Well, when you're talking about, I do want to do a shout out because
I have one too.
Okay,
I just
excellent.
When you're done.
Okay. So yesterday, and it was very difficult, and I want to thank Dr. Martinez for getting me into the Rose Center. They had a cancellation. I talked about this, and I have never had this experience, but Friday I woke up with vertigo. And I don't know,
oh, man.
You know, if you've ever accidentally been drunk, you know, like didn't know that you were drinking that much, and it's the only thing I can compare it to. Because you're spinning and you have no balance. I mean, the walls don't even do it. The floor doesn't do it. The bed doesn't do it. Anything doesn't do it. And I woke up and I thought, well, maybe you're going to have to take me to emergency because that's how it was fast.
I've had it before.
People,
it's no fun.
But people don't, if you don't know what vertigo is, it's like getting on one of those rides at the fair. like the zipper, and you keep going and going and going, and then you hop off and you're still moving, your body's moving, your eyes can't focus.
Yes.
That's it. So if you're wondering, maybe it's happened to you, but you don't know what it is, like you hop out of bed too quick.
Right.
That's vertigo.
Yeah. I thought maybe I was like my blood sugar, maybe I'm not hydrated. Tis the time to, you know, hydration. Well, make a long story short. So it is vertigo, and I just could not have just, I cannot say enough about Julie and the people over at the Rose Center, because what it turned out to be is that this crystals in your ear. Everybody, first of all, we are walking miracles. Human body is a miracle.
Absolutely.
And so you have these crystals in your ears, and it can happen, like if you're it doesn't matter what you're doing. Something, the crystal comes out, and you have three tubes. You think you have one tube. You've got three different tubes. I just saw, you know, again, seeing the ear in a graphic and having her explain. Anyway, so if a crystal comes out, then this is where you're balanced. And I had it on both sides.
Oh, my.
So she thought it was maybe a virus. You can have a virus, but she said your body's taking care of it. So anyway, I went. She did some of what they call the Epley, you know, and then there's another one besides the Epley, and she gave me. So I'm going back again today. But I just, we have these facilities in Redding, California, with medical care, and we talked about what was happening with the health center that's going to be with Redding Rancheria. We do have wonderful people here in this community, and I feel so blessed that I was able to get in. So I just wanted to tell that. Now, what's your shout-out?
My shout-out is Jade West Magazine and NorCal Outfitters.
Mm.
This is Keenan and Mitchell Harrison, and this is really neat. I spoke with her. I'm going to be writing for her. Wait and see, okay? I mean, you know, it's...
Well, you're a wonderful writer, Sue, so yes, you will.
She is from South Africa.
Oh.
He was in the United States Air Force, and then they met, you know, in, like, Florida. And they just hit it off, and they moved here. His family's here. She moved here. And so she's, you know, spearheading this Jade West magazine with his support, and he has NorCal Outfitters. And I just want to say thank you. She brought in some really pretty flowers for me the other day.
Oh, that's true.
Love that.
Oh.
She's the sweetest, and a necklace and a bracelet. And just want to say thank you, because they're advertisers with us, and they're very young entrepreneurs. And we're seeing more and more of these young entrepreneurs in Reading as new businesses open.
Walk up and down Main Street and see a lot of businesses that are open by the 30-somethings.
Exactly. So I just want to say, you know, thank you. They're great folks, and I really look forward to working more with them.
And the magazine will consist of?
It's a Western wear. Let's say it's a Western Vogue.
Oh, my God. Okay. So we
this is the vibe I've gotten.
Oh, okay. So we are, we get cowboys and Indians. Mm-hmm. And we've been getting that magazine. And I remember having, Maria and I said, we got this magazine, Cowboys and Indians. And she kind of like rolled her eyes. And then I gave her, you know, like, this is what's in it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Stories about Native Americans, stories about the West, great artists, highlighting beautiful garments that are made from people in the United States, different tribes, and just really great stories, cowboys and Indians. And I have been getting that magazine since 1993, and it's just a wonderful read. So
right.
I love
this,
that.
Yeah, and this is local. It's starting here. Jade West Magazine for Women. And I'm sure men will love reading it too, because anything that involves women, guys love. And they're going to talk about fashion, and they're going to have, you know, celebrities, or, you know, just people that have made an impact, women that
all
have
right.
made an impact.
And when does this launch, the first one?
And the first magazine, I believe, August 1st.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my
goodness. I believe
it's
launching August 1st. That's,
okay,
that's
so,
the date I have, because I know the cutoff is July 15th, and I have to submit my article. It was supposed to be today, but I'm going to ask her if I can extend it till
I
one day.
I want to see it. I want to feel it. You know, I want to see, like, where do we get copies? Is it going to be something like, you know, that we can get in our, have our station, you know, where it's going to be copies in our station, or is it just all online?
It's online as of now.
Okay.
And so, yes, and I don't have that
online
thing, but we can get it, and we can put it on our website as well.
Excellent.
So make sure, you know, you check it out. If you see it, you can order it online, Jade West Magazine. Also, you can order from NorCal Outfitters online as well.
Okay, now, will this be a monthly?
is it bi-monthly.
Bi-monthly. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They may end up going monthly. Okay. I think it's going to, you know what? There's so many folks that enjoy the Western way of life.
Right.
The cowboy way, you know?
The cowboy way. I love the cowboy code, first of all.
The cowboy code.
I remember,
you know. What is it, God?
I will look it up because
family,
there's,
job.
Yeah, but it's pretty lengthy. It's like a long paragraph,
okay.
If I'm not mistaken, but I may be thinking of,
Pledge of Allegiance?
No, not Pledge of Allegiance. When I come back, I'll remember what it is. But the thing is that when this comes out, you need to put this on our website, KCNR's website, and we'll have like a link. Because I think I want to talk about this a lot, the link, and then let's drive people to their magazine. We want to support them. I think it's fantastic. Besides, you know, that they're local and that they're covering stories of local things. I've got a lot of things to tell, a lot of leads for you for this magazine for them to cover here of people that we know that should be highlighted within a story.
Excellent. We'll do it.
Yeah. Sue, thank you for joining us. When we come back, we have a special guest from a nation's finest. Ed Geisler is here, and this is Linda Bott. We'll be back after these messages here on KCNR.
The year of the horse, and your luck is running wild at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us for our $100,000 year of the horsepower swipe to win. Play and enter to win a brand new Ford Mustang, a legendary car, and a massive win. Drawings Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for a chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. Cash drawings June 25th and July 30th. Final drawing Thursday, August 27th, where you could win up to $1,500 for a brand new Mustang. Your adventure begins here. Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Everybody calls and say liars.
Yeah.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel.
Welcome back to our Friday edition here of KCNR. This is Linda Bott. Carl's on assignment today, and happily trotting along. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical is proud to serve our Northern California community with the highest standards of patient safety, quality, and care. From emergencies to specialty service, they are there for all your health care needs because, your health is, the community priority. I've only been to one emergency room, one hospital in my 20 years of being in Reading, and that was Shasta Regional. So what can I say? But I think they took great care of me, especially during COVID, during all that time. They were just right on it. So good for them. All right. I'm here with Ed. Is it Geisler?
It is.
Okay. So because it's spelled like geyser, like, you know, when you have a geyser.
With an L.
Yeah. Geisler.
Yeah.
With Nation's Finest. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So, okay. So you came in today, and I said, welcome to the show, Ed. Nation's Finest. All right. So Nation's Finest sounds like, if you don't really know, it sounds like it could be like, real estate, or it sounds like it could be, insurance.
Sure.
Yeah. So share with our listeners, what is Nation's Finest? Who are you, and what is Nation's Finest?
All right. My name is Ed, and I am the supervising case manager at Nation's Finest. And at Nation's Finest, we house homeless veterans. We also help keep them housed. If you're behind on your rent or anything like that, we can assist. And it's just a big, very fulfilling job that I get to do.
Were you a veteran?
I am.
I mean, not were you, because you always, you know, once, always. Let me do a quick sidebar. I met somebody who I take class with, and she is a person that I would say I would never expect that. Okay, I just want to make sure that when I say this, it's not a judgment. It doesn't come across like a judgment. It's an awareness, or like, oh my gosh, because she served and was in like 4 or 5 years, and she talks about, what do you call people like me who have never served? What am I?
Civilian.
A civilian.
Right.
So she said that it's been really hard for her to come back and be in the civilian world.
Yes.
What say you?
I agree 100%.
Is that because when you serve, you I try to talk about this with Carl, and it's like we're, you know, it's only two planets, but we're trying to, you know, come together.
Sure.
But when you serve, is it because you're with people who become so like-minded that when you go into a grocery store and you see a civilian, they just don't even understand the world you've been in? How could you describe that?
Culture shock. You know, as kids, we go in at 18 years old, not really knowing anything about the world, and we get thrown into this machine, and we're trained and we're taught. And when we come out, those values, those expectations of behaviors aren't there anymore. So okay. You have to try to navigate that.
And is Nation's Finest is housing homeless veterans, but are there programs along with Nation's, under the Nation's Finest umbrella, that is helping to the mental aspect or the guidelines or what it is to bring people back into the civilian life?
There are. other programs, there's the VA has a lot of different programs that they can go through, that people can go through and access resources. The VSO is a huge part of that as well. Nation's Finest, we, our case managers are all around case managers. It's not just, okay, we're going to find you a house.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, we're going to work on a budget, or okay, we're going to send you to this place for referrals. We're going to do this and get and help them get back on their feet and adjust to the world.
So would you say under Nation's Finest that most of the veterans that you place are because of referrals from these other programs?
There's a good number of mm-hmm. referrals, absolutely. Within the veteran community, if there's a Nation's Finest around, the VA is a big resource for us. They'll send them to us. The VSO will send them to us. The other entities out there, our community partners, are getting to know who we are. So they send us people as well, all the way from Lassen, Modoc County, Siskiyou County, Trinity County, Plumas, so a very wide net for the Reading office.
Well, you have a big number here that I think is like a big congratulations. It's kind of blew my mind before you came on. Actually, we're on the air. We were talking about, you know, I'm here with Ed Geisler from Nation's Finest. You had how many homeless veterans families? That's not just one. That would be three, five, six, whatever. That you, in within a month,
in
you
the month,
housed.
Yeah, in the month of June, my team housed 12 veteran families. Could be individuals, could be, like you said, a family of two, three, four, it doesn't matter. But 12 separate places or 12 individuals, families got housed through us.
That is just staggering.
Yeah, our team works really hard. We have a housing locator that works really hard, and our case managers are working side by side with HUD VASH and the whole team. They all just work really hard to accomplish our goals.
So if somebody's listening and they have a piece of property, or they know of somebody there, it's an apartment or whatever, how would they, you know, how does it work when you say you've got somebody who's trying to locate, you know, real estate or property or apartments within? Is it Shasta County? Is it also Modoc? It's all the areas that you talked about where somebody can go and get this assistance to start this new life where they are actually housed.
Yes, we can. What was your really question?
Well, about like, you know, if somebody has property,
okay,
or somebody has a house, or
sure,
they know of they have an apartment complex and they'd like to say, okay, my heart's calling, I'd like to do.
Right.
Let's say they have a sixplex.
Sure.
One of my units is going to go to. How do they do that?
They call.
Okay.
They call Nation's Finest Reading office and at 530-223-2311.
Do you guys have a website?
Nationsfinest.org.
Okay.
And just reach out and say, you know, this is my situation. This is what I have. I have an available rental, and we'd like to get a veteran, you know, in this place.
I love that. Yeah. That makes my heart happy. Yeah. When we come back from the mess, we're going to take an early break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Ed about a fundraiser that you have coming up. And again, okay, we're thinking about what does it take? It takes a team in order to house, but that's a staggering number. 12 people and families were placed in housing in June. That takes these wonderful veterans that served our country. If there's ever a time that you ever really paid attention to it, we just celebrated 250 years. And my husband will say that a lot after serving for 33 years in the Marine Corps, that, you know, people like you fought for the freedoms or whatever you served in any capacity in order for us to be able to have an opinion and be able to vote or do whatever we do in this great country of ours where we have the ability to speak our mind.
Right. Yep.
You feel good about that?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll come back a little bit more about you, like what branch you are in and so on and so forth. This is Linda Bott here on KCNR. I'm here with Ed Geisler from Nation's Finest. Alex is at the helm. Carl is on assignment, and you can listen to us online at kcnrradio.com. We'll be right back after these messages. I got you. You're my sunlight. I need you.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Looking for quality outdoor gear while supporting a local veteran-owned business? Check out NorCal Outfitters, proudly based right here in Redding, California. Built on a passion for the outdoors and the values that make our community strong, NorCal Outfitters offers apparel and gear designed for hunters, anglers, outdoorsmen, and anyone who loves the outdoor lifestyle. And right now, we're excited to announce our partnership with Ultimate Predator Outfitters to give you a chance to win an incredible three-day guided California hog hunt experience. Your ticket includes lodging, expert guides, and the opportunity to create memories that last a lifetime. Whether you're a seasoned hunter or looking to experience your first guided hunt, this is an opportunity you won't want to miss. Support local, support veteran owned, and enter today by purchasing your raffle tickets at ncofit.com. That's ncofit.com. NorCal Outfitters, born for the wild, born for life.
Looking for big wins and high stakes excitement? Look no further than Bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. We're shaking things up with our massive monthly $1,999 special. Life-changing jackpots are waiting. Prefer the classic feel? Don't miss our fan favorite paper only night. Plus, keep the adrenaline pumping with our $5 progressive game. The prize pool just keeps growing until somebody hits it big. So grab your jobbers and bring your lucky charm. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solution.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Welcome back to our morning program here on KCNR. So glad to be here today. Looks like we're going to have around 99. It's going to be our high today. Overnight lows of 67. This weekend, 99, and Sunday, 101. Now, as we get ready, because Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are going to be around 105. But let's enjoy this beautiful weekend for what we have our blessing here in the North State. Okay, I'm here with Ed Geisler. He is with Nation's Finest. We've got another segment here, and at the break, I was asking Ed about, which branch he was in.
Army.
Okay, Army. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, when we talk about 18 years old, you went to school here.
Yes. Went to Central Valley High School.
And then how did you decide that you, at 18, I'm going into the Army?
I didn't want to go to college, and I wanted to do something fun.
Okay. What was your first, where was your first duty?
Well, I had basic training in Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Okay.
And then I went to Fort Benning, Georgia, for jump school. And then I went to Germany, got to explore that beautiful country. deployed to the Gulf, Persian Gulf, came back, and in 92, I was stationed at in the 82nd Airborne in Fort Bragg.
Persian Gulf.
Yep.
Man. Okay, during that time.
Yep.
Well, thank you for your service, and I'm sure we're all saying that, you know, all of our listeners. Thank you so much, Ed. And then you can't, you know, so here you are, you were talking at the break, your family was from here, so you came back, and I was like, you know, wondering, you know, so how did you get involved with Nation's Finest?
That's a long story.
Okay.
But basically, I'll shorten it real quick. I came back here about 5 years ago, and I happened to see their building, because I actually stopped by there in 2015 looking for work. And I came back up here in, you know, 5 years ago, didn't have a job, was in that area. I saw the building. I walked in, started the conversation, and they were hiring pretty soon.
Oh,
so
man.
I applied, and here I am.
Oh, that's so good. You know what? Right place, right time.
Absolutely.
And open heart.
Yes.
Okay, so you've got an event coming up. Let's talk about, let's go back for, if you're just tuning in, that Nation's Finest right here out of Reading, in the month of June. And I think this is staggering, so maybe it's not for you, but for somebody hearing it for the first time, 12 homeless veterans and whatever it could be, their spouses, whether it's, you know, two, three, whatever it is. You were able to house 12 veterans in the month of June.
Yes. Yes. They worked really hard. It's pretty staggering when you look at the numbers. You don't think of it as you're going through the month. But when you look back at it and you're like, wow, that's a lot.
So do you have a team that's are able to, like, when they're housed, mm-hmm. so then they're going to need, you know, pots and pans and... Do you like take a donation and you say, okay, here's your basic essentials that you're going to need, like a broom.
Right.
So, a toilet plunger. I mean, these yes. things you think about in a house.
Yes. We provide all that stuff.
Wow.
I don't have the exact number, but for the month of June, our office spent right around $70,000.
Okay. I mean, that's not a, when you think, that's bare essentials, you know, when you think about a couch, a bed,
right.
a chair.
Right. And we have a partner out there, Arlene, who has, she gets furniture donated. And so we use her for the big furniture.
Okay.
We'll go shopping for them for the essentials. We'll order them beds if they need it.
Are you guys on Giving Tuesday? Okay, Giving Tuesdays when they, yeah, okay. That's just where, like there's a Tuesday that comes up, I think it's either once or twice a year here in the North State and 501Cs will ask for, you know, people to donate. And so, on your website with Nation's Finest, do we have a place there where it says get involved or something where we know like where we can put our donations or who we can call in order to get, you know, furniture, let's say. Somebody wants to donate a really good car. They're moving.
Right.
And they need to do something.
Right. We get those calls all the time. And if it's a large item, I'll direct them to Arlene and other. There might be other people out there that I might know that is in need of something, and
right.
I'll connect those two folks up. We have a small clothes closet and some pots and pans and different, you know, blankets and things like that we have in the office.
Right.
But not enough to supply a house.
Just to let you know, the next one is August 17th of this year.
Okay, the Giving Tuesday. Yeah. So let's find out. Maybe take that back with you as a... You know, ask your staff because, you know, I think people listening to this show, you know, people have their favorite, 501s.
Sure.
That they want to give to, but maybe after hearing this show, they'll be like, we want to definitely this time give to, Nation's Finest in Reading. So let's talk about this fundraiser. What is it about? What's going on?
All right. So this fundraiser is actually getting put on by the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association. It is a poker run. They are starting in Chico, at Sierra Steel Harley Davidson. They're going to work their way into Corning. Then they're going to go to Red Bluff, Los Molinos, and then end up back at Sierra Steel Harley Davidson in Chico.
Oh, how fun.
So it's a full day event. I spoke with their sergeant at arms the other day, Sean, very nice man. And we are the recipient, Nation's Finest as a whole, is a recipient of the money that is going to be made on this poker run.
So is there a sign-up for this? I'm on your page.
No, there's no sign-up. The sign-up is at Sierra Steel from 9 to 11.
Sierra Steel.
Sierra Steel Harley-Davidson.
Okay.
9 to 11 on July 25th.
Okay.
That's the day, and that's where it all starts. We're going to be, our office is going to be manning the Corning stop and the Red Bluff stop.
Okay.
So we'll have employees there.
Okay.
Okay. Those two.
Well, I would suggest everybody go on to Nation's Finest. Is it Nation's? This is .org, but
yes.
Nation's Finest Reading?
It would just be the,
okay.
The whole.
And it talks about the traditional housing.
Mm-hmm.
And it also just, you know, it's a permit, just case management, mental health, employment services, et cetera. So again, the Harley Poker Run for Combat Vets Association is, it's like the inaugural poker run. $30 is, what's the price? How much, again, I'm looking at it upside down.
It's $30 for a solo rider and $40 for two hands.
Okay. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us. I mean, tell me about what your day is today.
Well, today's actually my day off, so.
Oh, well, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Today's a, you know, go run errands and.
But typically when you go into your building, where's your building?
It's on 153 Hartnell Avenue.
Okay.
Yeah, I get there at 8 in the morning, and a lot of times there's someone waiting.
Really?
They need to come in and talk.
Okay.
Or they have something going on, or they need help, or they're just stopping by to say hi sometimes.
And they've heard about you,
sure.
Nation's Finest, mm-hmm. probably through what, the VA, through friends, through, well, yeah. Maybe the show?
Maybe the show, the VA, okay. The VSO, community partners, the mission, all of your social services were intertwined with pretty much everybody. We have a pretty good outreach program that goes and does the events and keeps people aware that we're here. Because although there's other entities can definitely house people, the veteran community is a niche
absolutely.
Community.
Right.
We have a couple of veterans in the office, and it's we can understand.
Right, right, right.
We can relate.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yes, there is definitely something when people have served how you have it. There's like a, you don't even have to say anything. You don't even have to say anything.
Right.
It's just there's a connection.
Yes.
So, Ed, thank you so much for being here with your day off. I love your service, and I love for all of us to know about Nation's Finest. Compliments on the team for placing 12 homeless veterans into housing in the month of June. I think that is significant for our listeners to know there's action being taken. You
yes.
know, you're donating what's happening.
Yes.
That you still are always looking for donations and, that if somebody's got, like, I'm moving, I have a house full of furniture. Contact, go to Nation's Finest, give them a call and find out how you can donate your stuff.
Yes.
You know.
And we'll do everything we can to help you out.
That sounds great. Sounds great. Well, thank you for being with us. And of course, we've got Gorman Law that's coming in the next hour here on this Friday. This is Linda Bott, and I want to thank our sponsors. Of course, this last person that I'm going to thank are these people, have been voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row. That's Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They did our wedding rings years ago. They can help you with estate pieces. They can, fix a watch, could say your grandfather left you a pocket watch or something like that, they've got a guy in there that can take it apart, put it back together. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They're a great, great family. They've been with us since the day we started on the radio. We believe in them. Glad to see that they're so successful. And I have friends that I send in there and they come back and they say, I went to your friends over at Four Winds Jewelry and they did a great job. So it's wonderful to see that. Thank you for joining us this hour. Thank you, Ed Geisler from Nation's Finest and Sue McClain in the first half hour. This is Linda Butt and we'll be right back for the 8 o'clock hour here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio and KCNRradio.com.
KCNR, Shasta Reading
Center.
News this hour from Town Hall on Jump Scott. Back and forth attacks between the U.S. and Iran as Tehran targets American allies in the region.
Missile alert sirens went off in Bahrain, Kuwait, and Qatar as Iran retaliated. There's no word on if there's any damage in those Gulf countries, but it just shows how everything is escalating, and this interim deal to try to end the war now looks increasingly at risk.
Correspondent John Gambrell, there have been a series of unclaimed airstrikes that have hit Iran. That's after the U.S. said it ended its attacks, raising questions about who targeted the Islamic Republic. The strikes hit areas across southern Iran and came amid tensions over the Strait of Hormuz, a crucial waterway for oil and gas. Iran insisting on controlling it while the U.S. and allies want it reopened as a free international waterway. In health news, some 1,000 cases of a parasitic infection spreading in the Midwest.
Cyclospora is a parasite that causes severe diarrhea. It spreads through contaminated food and water, often linked to fresh produce. The largest cyclospora outbreak is in Michigan. Investigations are underway in 28 other states, including Ohio. No deaths have been reported. The CDC says cyclospora is usually not life-threatening and can be treated with antibiotics. Experts say finding the source of the outbreak can be difficult, and it's best to cook vegetables. Cyclospora can really stick to some foods, so washing may not eliminate the risk of infection. I'm Ed Donahue.
Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes slowed in June. The National Association of Realtors said existing home sales fell 2.4% last month from May. Sales rose 2.8% compared with June of last year. The national median sales price increasing 1.8% in June from a year earlier. More from townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Mortgage interest rates have inched up.
Mortgage rates march higher. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.49%. It's now back to where it was 2 weeks ago. When mortgage rates rise, it can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs to a home loan, reducing home buyers' purchasing power. Mortgage rates have been mostly trending higher for months. Higher oil prices due to the war with Iran raised expectations for hotter inflation, pushing up the long-term bond yields that influence mortgage rates. The trend has contributed to lackluster home sales this year. I'm Alex Vega.
PepsiCo reporting stronger than expected revenue in the second quarter despite weaker demand in North America, where it said consumers tightening their budgets due to economic concerns. The food and beverage giant says its net revenue rose 6.4% to $24.2 billion from the April-June period. That was better than what Wall Street had expected. News at townhall.com. Facebook's parent company plans to build a huge AI data center in Canada.
Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, says it's investing more than $9.1 billion to build its first artificial intelligence data center in Canada and the largest outside the United States. The facility will be in Alberta and will be powered by a natural gas-fired plant being developed by a consortium. Alberta has been courting hyperscale data centers because the province's electricity grid cannot support multiple large AI data centers. It's prioritizing projects that have their own power generation, as Meta plans to do. I'm Donna Water.
Former Florida gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum arrested on drug possession charges in Alabama after police say they pulled him over for erratic driving and found marijuana and meth in his vehicle. Gillum once considered a rising star among the Democrats. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour here on KCNR 96.5 FM. Carl would always say Carl and Linda Bott. Okay, so Carl is on assignment, so it's, you know, he's always here in the studio. I'm sure we'll probably hear from him, but it's Linda Bott along with Alex at the helm. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, everyone.
All right, so usually Carl says, what day of the week is it?
Oh, the national day is National Pina Colada Day.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's the only one really.
I think I've had one of those a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had one. Not my thing, but that's
nope.
Okay.
Nope. That's with the umbrella and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Too sweet for my taste. And what else?
National French Fry Day.
What?
French Fry Day.
Oh, now that.
You can get on that, right?
Totally. You know, when I go out with my girlfriends, I don't know what it is. There's a few of them that, you know, want to have a glass of wine and a salad, but God, you got to have your fries.
Yeah.
Side fries. And they have to be extra crispy.
I like the garlic fries. I had some of those this week. It was really nice.
And where were they?
Down at From the Hearth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good fries?
Yeah, they were really good.
Okay. You know, sometimes you go to a place just because they've got good fries.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so what fast food, I'm curious, we'll take your calls.
Yeah.
You know what? And I'll tell you what, if you call in, I think I've got a couple Colt 45 tickets. Sue was here earlier, and of course, Sue does all the games, sells the games for the Colt 45s. We love our sponsors coming in on that because they get a special package, and we love that because we have the Colt 45s live on our station, and we love it how grandparents and parents and people from all over the country can go on kcnrradio.com and hear the call of the play of what's happening that night. So we have Colt 45 ticket for anybody who calls in and tells us right here live on the air who, in your opinion, has the best, well, two things. One, fast food best fries and or restaurant best fries. 605-4567. We're going to get you two tickets to the Colt 45s. Anyway, a couple things. So, Alex, before we started the show, you were talking about a movie.
Yeah.
Let's go there.
Yeah, Backrooms. It's been like a breakaway hit. It opened at $80 million on the first day. It's up to $200 million now.
Now, how did it open at $80 million on the first day? What was the protocol or what was the advance advertising in order to hype it to $80 million on the first day?
Yeah,
I don't get that.
It's directed by a young guy named Kane Parsons, and he had a series of TikTok videos.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, and then that led to a YouTube TV series. They weren't full-length 30-minute shows, but some would be 10 minutes, some would be 8 minutes, and just little things about being in like a warehouse space, back rooms like cubbies in a big office, and that's how it, you know, people who watched the series went to see the movie opening weekend.
So it went from TikTok into a series.
Yeah, YouTube and, TV series.
Okay, so here it says, Kane Parsons, also known as Kane Pixels, is an American filmmaker, musician, visual effect artist, and YouTuber.
Yep.
He is best known for his YouTube series, The Backrooms, based on an online creepypasta meme.
Yep.
Okay, I'm almost there with you. About scientists exploring a strange alternate dimension.
Yeah, the movie really explores this a lot more. It fleshes out the story. I can say this, if you are susceptible to nightmares after watching like a psychological thriller, this is not the movie for you. It's very claustrophobic.
Oh, God.
Great cinematography. The tone was good. The soundtrack was amazing. Very discordant, and it set the mood, and the sound design was really good. But yeah, if you have a problem with psychological thrillers, this is not the movie for you.
Okay, so how many... Okay, it says, strange alternative dimension with terrifying monsters and eerie liminal spaces, making it a must-watch for horror fans. Ugh. Okay, so remember there was a movie, couple movies, one that I think of, The Ring.
Right.
And then what was the first one where they were in the forest? And
Blair Witch. Yeah.
Okay, so that was another one that was a phenomenon. And then there was one that was made with Liv Ullmann where she's in the mountains and the three, you know, she lives out in the woods. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know if I know the one you're talking about.
Oh, I can't think of it right now, but that was a scary. Well, I'll tell you what. I know what it is to watch. My brother and I talked about it when we were home at the 4th of July.
Right.
We watched The Oblong Box. And
yep.
We watched Hill House.
Yeah.
And we lived in the country. And like what my brother was talking about, where we lived in the country and our house was always settling. So you would hear these noises.
Mm-hmm.
After you see a scary movie, and it's really all about what goes on in the mind.
Right, right.
So, and then of course, you know, we never used any kind of pest control, so we had spiders and you name it.
Oh,
and they would get on the walls and the lights would come on and we'd be like, you know, I don't know. But of course, my brother is all into these things, so he was talking about it and I forgot. But I do know we made a truce. We were so scared. We slept in our sleeping bags under the piano for a week.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
For we're talking a
wow.
brother and sister that constantly fought, right? Except when we'd find a truce.
Yeah.
And that was our truce. We laughed so hard over the 4th of July remembering that because we lived out in the country where all you would hear are frogs, coyotes, crickets.
Right.
It was literally nothing going around. Remember, we're talking about the 60s. So, anyway, so those movies that we watched back then, so I can only imagine, move forward. And here's this 18-year-old kid, and what'd you talk about? This back room made how much?
It's up to $200 million right now.
Man.
It's kind of like Blair Witch in the fact that some of the film is found footage. So you can tell it's a period piece. It takes place in a furniture store. The owner of the store finds a door to another dimension in the lower level of the furniture store, and that's how he gets into the back rooms. I could tell immediately it was a period piece because the furniture in the store is like the cheap chenille sofas and the lacquer furniture. My family, one side of my family, is in furniture retail. So when I was young, I was putting that kind of furniture together. So I'm like, oh, yes, good set design.
My goodness. Okay, well, that's interesting. Well, you're going to be talking about, we're going to take an early break. You talked about backroom. I guess maybe our guest that has a standing once a month, maybe they send an email or something happened or you know how it is. It's the 4th of July, right after the, you know, weekend at 4th of July, and you know, we've had a great 250th. We've got a lot of stuff to cover, though. I have some interesting news to share, and I also want to talk to you about a documentary we watched last night on FIFA called Back Kick, or Kick Back. One of those. I'll look it up in a minute. So, but here we are on KCNR 96.5 FM. Let's take a break. We'll be right back after these messages with some wonderful stuff.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Get ready for a night of pure country gold. A true star and entertainer, Tracy Lawrence, is coming to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center stage Saturday, September 5th. Sing along to the hits that defined a generation. Tickets start at just $55. Time marches on. Don't let the show pass you by. Get your tickets today. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Grab your boots. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Everybody calls us Alliance. Yeah.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community. A special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air. Because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees, 3 to 4 feet per year, drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Gold Leaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dirt, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain.
I mean, you know what? Can you talk about kitschy?
Yeah.
Kitschy songs. Yeah. 69. How could I ever forget listening to Guitar Zan?
Oh, gosh.
You got to pull that up. Guitar Zan.
I'll find it for you.
On the road trip to Iowa and Colorado as a kid. 3 weeks.
All right.
In a car.
We'll go out with that song.
No air conditioning, by the way.
Yeah.
I never thought about it, really. You know, when you're a kid, speaking of air conditioning, America, and what's going on with the World Cup. All right. Am I alone here? I mean, if you're a football or soccer, I mean, we in America call it soccer. However, many places outside of our country call it football. And just, it's been really, really fun. I talked about this last time I was on the air, is that, you know, you don't just get behind a team like America, the USA, and then do all this chanting and be wonderful behind them, and then when they lose, not be behind them. You know, like, that's a throwaway mentality. We don't want to be that throwaway mentality, which we seem to be. Disposable mentality. And, so when we think about I guess it is truly the world's biggest sport, and you think about how it brings people together. We watched a documentary last night. We would have never watched this documentary had we not been kind of tuned into the fever of the World Cup being in America and watching Seattle of all places. You know, we think about, you know, what it is for people to come together and John Denver's Country Road. I mean, he's smiling down from heaven to think some song he wrote has become like, you know, an anthem. And all different languages are, you know, people from around the world singing that, or were singing that, when they were watching, or being in America. So there was there is a documentary that is out called Kicked Back. And it's on right now. I don't know if it's on Prime or, no, maybe it's Paramount.
It's on Paramount.
Paramount,
Plus.
Yeah. And this is really all about, how the FIFA organization started, who was involved, the stronghold they had, and it's called Kickback because it is definitely, giving you, you know, how they ran it almost like a mafia, if you're listening to it. But it's about a decade-long crusade of one eccentric investigative journalist by the name of Andrew Jennings to expose corruption inside football's sole governing body and the largest sports organization in the world, FIFA. And they call it FIFA, not FIFA. All right, FIFA. Because you would think it was FIFA, by the way it's spelled, but it's FIFA. And anyway, so it was an entertaining movie and interesting because I've never really followed it. I know our granddaughter played football. Soccer, whatever you want to call it. All of my nieces played soccer and my brother played soccer. So, you know, I think he played soccer in the 70s. He was a left footer and, soccer was not a big deal. And I think it's now hopefully, you know, turning into something that, you know, I marvel at it still and find that I find it's exciting. I don't know how you guys feel, but I want to talk about some of the fires. A bipartisan wildfire bill designed to reduce catastrophic fire risk and better protect communities surrounding the Shasta Trinity National Forest and other public lands is fueling a growing debate among lawmakers, firefighters, forestry experts and conservation organizations across California and the nation. Supporters of the Fix Our Forest Act argue the legislation would accelerate critical wildfire mitigation work by streamlining federal environmental reviews for projects such as forest thinning, prescribing burning, fuel reduction, and forest restoration. They say current permitting requirements and lengthening litigation often delay urgently needed treatment in overgrown fire-prone forests, allowing hazardous fuel loads to continue building while communities remain at risk. The bill also includes provisions aimed at improving wildfire detection, expanding forest restoration efforts, supporting firefighters, and creating a national fire shed mapping systems to help prioritize high-risk areas. So, you know, we are in fire. We're coming into fire season, and of course, these little fires are breaking out, and we're concerned. You know, like, you know, what is happening with the cleaning out of the forest floor? So I think that what we need to do here on KCNR is we need to get some more fire experts to come on and talk about what's happening within our California system. Conservation groups warn that those changes could make it easier for large-scale logging projects to move forward in some of the nation's most ecologically significant forests under the banner of wildfire prevention, raising concerns about long-term impacts on wildlife habitat, watersheds, and old-growth ecosystems. So That's kind of interesting. The 3-1 pit fire in Lassen County continues to test firefighters as crews make steady progress on containment. The wildfire sparked earlier this week near Little Valley Road and Wilson Springs Road south of MacArthur and has burned more than 1,000 acres. The fire is 35% contained. Officials have lifted evacuation orders, but evacuation warnings remain in effect for some nearby areas as firefighters strengthen containment lines. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. And a bright spot amid the firefight, a Cal Fire Devil's Garden crew, which we know where that is. That's where they have the horses up there in outside of Alturas, rescued 6 abandoned puppies found along the fire line. Does that break your heart? The puppies were taken to safety and are now being cared for by the Lassen County Animal Shelter. Officials continue to urge residents to stay alert for changing conditions and monitor evacuation updates while crews work towards full containment. I have a girlfriend's got a Kia. In Kia news, KIA, America is recalling more than 462,000 Telluride SUVs after determining they could catch fire while being driven or parked because of a defect involving the front power seat motor. The recall affects 462,000 Telluride SUVs from model years 2020 through 2024, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety. Owners are being advised to park their vehicles outside and away from homes, garages, and other vehicles until the recall repair has been completed. According to Kia, the problem involves the front power seat switch assembly. If the seat slide cover or control knob is struck with enough force, the switch can become loose, misaligned, or damaged, causing the seat motor to continue running even after the adjustment is complete. Oh, that's freaky. The motor can then overheat, creating a fire risk. Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, I was looking for music here. Sorry about
that's
that.
That's right. Jeb Bush, the former Florida governor of 2016 president candidate, praised President Donald Trump for crippling Iran's ability to stoke instability in the Middle East. But Bush, brother of former President W. Bush, warned of a threat to the U.S. mainland from hundreds of drones supplied to Cuba from Tehran. In May, classified intelligence reportedly showed that Cuba had acquired more than 300 drones. I don't know about you guys. I know that drones, look at just what's happened in our world in the last 3 years where drones have become like just a part.
The thing, yeah.
And I understand, but I just think if, you know, you talk about the earth and emitting energy where the sun and the, you know, comes down and the energy force field that surrounds our planet. And I want to know in years to come if the drones and the drone activity is going to affect that scientifically. It's going to affect us somehow. Cuba has acquired more than 300 drones and discussed potential attack scenarios involving the U.S. naval base at Watana Bay, U.S. military vessels in the Key West, Florida. I don't know. What do you think about the drones, Alex?
I'm actually looking it up to see if there's any kind of studies on that. I've seen some of the drone footage. The only thing I can say is that, you know, you're not sending a live person in. It's accurate. The accuracy is, like, much better than 10 years ago. But, yeah, I think that the whole drone craze is kind of blown out of proportion. I mean, I think it's what am I trying to say? It's overhyped, I think. Too many people are, you know, buying drones and flying in places where they don't need to be going. I've seen a couple at footage of drones flying around, like at a concert, and accidentally hitting one of the members of the band.
That's kind of what more drone-ish thing that I'm talking about. I know that they have to do drones. You know, there's that drone air for air base that is all outside of Las Vegas, and we drive by it when we're going from, NFR, and when we drive from Albuquerque to Vegas, and we drive that back way, there's an area back there that's just basically, that's a drone air base. And, so I understand that, but I'm just talking about the human drones that are just flying around. And I know that they just did a drone show at Shasta Lake, but when I think about, like, drones being, like, every person can get hold of a drone, and we think about that, that's where I think about massive drone activity.
Right.
Affecting the, there's a term for it scientifically, around the electrical magnet around the planet.
Yeah, from what I can see here, the drone attacks can affect mainly by what they do. So fires, explosions, releasing smoke and soot, toxic gas, and it can have some effect on greenhouse gases. That's what I see so far, but I'm sure it's being studied.
Well, President Donald Trump plans to build a skyline altering like March in the nation's capital, won initial approval from a key federal commission, but its members put off a decision on whether a federal law that limits building heights should be applied to this project. It's like a skyline altering arch. Like March. The National Capital Planning Commission voted to approve preliminary site and building plans for the 250-foot, 76-meter arch. The Republican president wants to build on a traffic circle at the Virginia end of the Memorial Bridge from Washington. The project, and we have to take a break. We'll talk about this after the break.
Guitar man. He's a guitar man. He's all you can say.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXC-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Reading Rancheria for their support over the years, for providing funding with our storytime books for families in the local area.
Jake Mangus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Reading Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Get ready to laugh until it hurts. The legendary Gary Owen is bringing his unfiltered, unscripted, and wildly hilarious No Hard Feelings Tour to the Wind River Event Center Sunday, August 30th. Voted one of the most in-demand touring comedians in the country. This event is sure to make you laugh from the start. Tickets start at just $60 plus fees. For all the details or to snag your ticket, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. they would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Okay, we're going to get back into some news in a minute, but welcome back to KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio on Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bach. Carl's on assignment, so I am holding the fort down. I've got some news here, a couple things. Hey, can you play that back? We are talking about, we're going to go back into some things with Trump and fires and recalls, et cetera. But Ray Stevens, I don't know what made me think about Guitar Zan in the summer of 69, but, you know, he wrote so many interesting, fun songs. Oh, it came up with Pina Colada.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pina Colada, which was like a funny song. Well, Ray Stevens, won his first Billboard 100, number one, in a Grammy Award with The Streak. But while Everything is Beautiful earned him his Grammy Award. But he had, songs like The Streak, Ahab the Arab. I wonder if that's politically incorrect now. The Haircut Song, Shriners Convention, It's Me Again, Margaret, and The Mississippi Squirrel.
Yep.
I mean, fun. He's fun.
Yeah. Did you want me to play some of that again?
Sure.
Okay, hang on.
What a great song.
Like a starry summer night, snow-covered Wednesday.
We need to do this more, this song.
Okay.
You know, like when they talk, that would have been a great song to play at the FIFA, you know, to sing from the stands.
You know what was popular probably about 10 years ago with FIFA, and it broke out. No one could explain really why. Always Look on the Bright Side of Life from Monty Python.
Oh, my brother was a Monty Python fan. That's kind of a sense of humor.
Yeah. Yeah. Strange All right. song to pick for that, but it worked.
Yeah. So we were talking about Trump and some of the laws are passed in that arc or March and it's 275 foot. You know, it's going to be in one of the, you know, traffic places in Washington. He's trying to leave behind a legacy of a bunch of different stuff. Let's see. We had some other news with Trump. Let's see. But let's talk about this for a minute because we know we've got people who drive trucks and have businesses with, you know, pumps and building wells or digging for wells, et cetera, that went through this whole emission thing with what they had to do with their trucks. So the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency proposed easy, heavy truck and engine emission rules adopted under Democratic President Joe Biden in 2023. The EPA said it was proposing scaling back emissions warranty requirements and providing additional lead time, before longer regulatory useful life requirements take effect. The EPA, which noted that some 2027 medium and heavy duty engine development programs have experienced technical challenges, is proposing allowing manufacturers to continue to sell current products while they complete development of 2027 compliant engines.
I have no comment.
Now, if you're a Trump hater, you probably don't want to fly into Palm Beach.
Yeah.
because the Palm Beach International Airport officially became President Donald J. Trump International Airport.
Right.
After the Federal Aviation Administration approved the change, making it one of a dozen U.S. airports named for president and launching a transition that will temporarily leave travelers using two different airport identifiers after officials redesignated the Palm Beach International Airport in honor of President Donald Trump. We have a call. Are you a late call about the fries, the best fries in Reading, or fast food? What's your favorite fry from a fast food? And I'm going to put you on the air, and then I'll give you two tickets to the Colt 45s. Hey, remember, the Colt 45s are playing this weekend, and it's going to be actually nice when you think about it. Saturday's 99, but it's not like 108 like it was that one time. But we are going to get hot next week with 103 on Tuesday, and Thursday's going to be 103. Wednesday's going to be 105. But, you know, that's next week. This weekend, not too bad. We're still under triple digits. Sunday's going to be 101, though, so, okay. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has invited senior ministers from more than 60 countries to Washington next week for a meeting focused on what the Trump administration describes as a growing threat from transnational far-left terrorism. The July 16th meeting at the State Department will bring together officials from Europe, Latin America, and Asia to discuss intelligence sharing and law enforcement cooperation against what the administration says is a resurgence of politically motivated violence by far-left extremist groups, according to a concept paper reviewed by the Washington Post. The document describes the gathering as focusing on far-left terrorists who are increasingly turning to organized deadly violence to advance their political objectives.
Apparently, there's also been a bridge in Tennessee named after Trump.
Really? Okay. Well, we do know in Israel, they have a highway and an airport.
Right.
So, let's take an early break. We'll be right back on KCNR.
The day the squirrel went berserk in the First of Righteous Church in a sleeping little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
So what trends do you anticipate will shape the real estate market in 2026 based on what you've seen in late 2025? And how should buyers and sellers adjust their strategies accordingly?
Well, that's an excellent question, Sean. And I think what most experts are saying right now is that the first half of this year will probably be very similar to last year in terms of sales volume and performance. The difference and the separation might be in the second half of the year, where we might see sales volumes actually increasing over last year as lower interest rates and perhaps some momentum in the economy starts to kick in. And if you want to check the value of your home instantly, just go to readinghomes.com. It's right there on the front page for you.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Ladies, it's time to turn up the heat. Get ready for the ultimate night out. Because the Hunks are back at Wind River Resort and Casino. A steamy two-night event, Friday, August 28th, and Saturday, August 29th. Get up close and personal with these male dancers as they work their way from the stage and through the crowd. Tickets for this immersive, sensational event are just $25 plus fees. Include $10 free slot play. Tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Coming soon, get ready for a fresh
fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premier issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
Look at your home from the street for a second. Now imagine with rich, fresh color, clean trim, and a finish that looks great in the sunshine. Eagle Eye Painting can make that happen quickly and professionally. Our friendly crew focuses on the details through prep, careful edges, and a job site that's cleaned up when we're done. We're local, licensed, bonded, and insured, and we can walk you through the whole process in English or Spanish. Make this the season your home really stands out. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for your free exterior estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
And welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Also streaming on KCNRradio.com. Remember, I didn't get any calls about fries, folks. You know, don't leave me hanging here. I want to know what you think are the best fries in Reading at a restaurant. And then also what's your best and favorite fry from a fast food place. And I got tickets to the Colt 45s. I'm going to give you, hey, I think may want to go to the Colt 45s on Saturday night. I think this weekend is the weekend to go to the Colt 45s. Anyway, I'd love to see you there as well. We've got somebody on the phone who's supposed to be on the morning show with me, but hey, he's on assignment, but decided to call anyway. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Good. It's been a long time no see. What's going on?
Well, you know what? It's, when a guest doesn't show up, it changes the whole whole dynamics of a show.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they emailed or something and said, you know, because it is the 4th of July and all that stuff. But, you know, I've been going over some headlines that, you know, of course, that Sue covers in the morning. So that's been interesting about a bunch of stuff. And I've got one that recently printed out that I will talk about when you get off the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just saying is that this first weekend after the 4th and, you know, recovery weekend, that people are, you know, they're coming back to, you know, back to home again, and how many things are going to be doing. Like I'm trying to get a bunch of stuff done today. That probably part of it will happen, part of it won't. But there's so much going on in around Reading. Like, you know, I'm driving by Benton Dog Park right now, and the place is absolutely packed.
Oh.
I'm not talking like 4, 5, 6, 7 cars. I'm talking there's cars from one end to another.
You're kidding.
And everything out here from Harley Quinn, Great Danes to, I see, Olive, and I see all types of dogs.
We haven't been there yet.
Oh my gosh, I mean, there must be 30 dogs out here right now. So, people are out, people getting things done early, because it's going to be a hot weekend.
Okay, so, that sounds great.
I just wanted to give you a call and tell you I love you.
Okay.
And I'll see you after the show.
So who's your, what are your favorite fries?
Oh, my favorite fries. Well, as much as you like a certain chain, I hate their fries.
Uh-huh.
So I would say some of the best fries, you know what? McDonald's.
Okay.
They, you know, but there's others. There's, But I can't think of any right now because I'm not thinking of fries. But, yeah, McDonald's has serves good fries.
Okay.
Five Guys has great fries.
Oh, okay, Five Guys.
Okay, Five Guys.
All right.
Well, you know what? There's, Whataburger. Or, I'm sorry, Damburger.
Okay.
Damburger.
All right.
Meanwhile, your dog is climbing on my face.
Okay.
To get out.
All right, you guys go. Enjoy. Is that funny or what?
It's always fun when the owners calls in.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let me tell you, this just came in. Shasta County's Health and Human Services says it's implementing aggressive, this just bugs the crap out of me, cost-cutting measures. I hope that I was reading it saying aggressive measures in order to find the funds, but I'm reading it opposite. As it confronts growing budget pressures driven by rising demands for services, increasing operational costs, and state and federal funding that has not kept pace with community needs.
Whoa, interesting.
Agency officials say the financial challenges are not unique to Shasta County, noting that counties across California are facing similar fiscal constraints as demand for public assistance and behavioral health services continue to grow. There you go. I don't know. That just
I did find a story here that's I think is interesting. The U.S. Department of Labor's Office of the Inspector General has just launched an investigation into fraud and human trafficking. Finally, they're doing something about that. It's will focus on exposing fraud, forced labor, human trafficking, fraudulent recruitment practices, wage kickbacks, and other abuses.
Well, everywhere you look, that is not to undermine what you're just saying, because we were just talking about this whole kickback, the movie and the documentary about FIFA.
Right.
And when we look about how much fraudulent, during COVID.
Oh, good grief.
The millions and millions, billions probably dollars, throughout not just our country, but the world. Of fraud, and so when we've had several shows discussing the sex trafficking and what we have in here in our corridor five, and the problems that we see, but that would be something that we need to cover again.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you're talking about COVID. I mean, I was down in Los Angeles during that time, and you would have people filing for unemployment dozens of times, then they go on shopping sprees in Beverly Hills, and then post it on social media. That's how a lot of them got caught.
Yeah. Okay, I want to talk about Gracie, and finally, this is fun. Well, I don't know if it's finally, because we still have about 8 minutes left. But Gracie the giraffe finally found in Texas after 2 weeks on the lam.
I heard about that, yeah.
She went missing for about 2 weeks in Texas after wandering off a remote private ranch.
A private ranch.
Yeah, I don't understand if it's an animal. It doesn't say in this particular article, because there's about three articles. I was looking for News of the Weird. So she was finally found Friday, and the open range appeared to have agreed with her. The giraffe was spotted about 4 miles south of her enclosure during an aerial search in the Texas Hill County. According to Will County Sheriff Nathan Johnson, he said Gracie's owner, Vic Jones, contacted a veterinarian and began putting together a team to bring the giraffe safely back to the ranch. She's standing there swishing her tail. She's in good shape. 3 years old and weighs about 1,200 pounds. She was found with about a half mile of Pond Creek, had plenty of vegetation to feed on, and she had been in that area for about a week. Getting the 10-foot-tall giraffe home to the Cedar Hollow Ranch was taking some work. The veterans needed to sedate Gracie and put a hood over her eyes. She had to be moved with an open pasture trailer to a taller enclosed trailer made for giraffes for the trip back to the ranch. Parts of the remote area cannot be reached by car, which prompted the search by helicopter. while Will County's 2,700 residents were urged to keep an eye out for her. Can you imagine getting a call saying, okay, now there's a giraffe on the loose? Oh, my God, in your lifetime you could talk about that. She was found on a private property where no one lives. So they didn't bother her. They said, okay, just let her, you know, she's got water, she's in really good shape. The area has mild climate and rugged terrain and plenty of vegetation for Gracie to eat. In Africa, giraffes thrive best in dry and semi-dry savannas and grasslands. Jones believes that Gracie, who arrived at the ranch in May, didn't mean to leave it. She had been wandering up to a rocky area to feed on trees, growing out of the rock, and always come back to the ranch's giraffe enclosure. Jones said Gracie wandered to the rocky area, fed, and came down the wrong side of the gate. At that point, it was easier for her to keep walking in the same direction than try to go back. Which is weird. I'm sorry if this guy's not to get fined. The area wasn't fenced because giraffes had not been going there until Gracie did. Well, it just takes one time. And building a fence requires jackhammering through rock to put up the post. Well, if you're going to have a giraffe, I think you need to do that. I'm sorry. But in your lifetime, you can say all is well because she took off as a toddler would. And she made it home, and there's a great picture of her looking back like, what? What's the big deal? What are you talking about? So helicopters and everybody was coming in. You had to get two trailers, and the whole 2,700-town population was told to keep on alert. I wonder if it came over the phone. I wonder if it's like, you know, when you have a storm alert.
Yeah.
Or it's on the news, runaway giraffe, you think you're joking. Have I had one too many pina coladas?
Oh, yeah.
Johnson said this week he's had reports of missing wildebeest, water buffalo, zebras, and monkeys, though never a giraffe.
I mean, yeah, I had a neighbor when I was living in North Carolina. They had two baboons.
Oh, my goodness. Did they get lost?
No. But they made a lot of racket. They made a lot of noise.
At nighttime, could you hear them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, they got noise complaints all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, you might have heard this. I don't know. You remember that song, I Need a Hero?
Yeah, I love Bonnie Tyler. Bonnie Tyler.
She died yesterday.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No cause of death is announced, but yeah, she passed away.
Total Eclipse of the Heart, too.
Yep. Yes.
I love that song. I did that, let me tell you something, you know, that she had that high rock belt.
Yeah, yep.
And to do that song in the original key at, you know, a certain age, if you're not singing high in a rock voice all the time, it's, anyway. So I Need a Hero, Bonnie Tyler, rest in peace. Only 75 years old. Total Eclipse of the Heart, If you were a woman, more than a lover, have you ever seen the rain? If I sing you a love song and holding out for a hero. She's had really big hits. And God bless. Man. She was born in Wales. And, yeah. Gosh, she stayed married to the same guy. From 1973, hey, good for you, girl.
You don't see that a lot in
show business. No, 1973 to 2026. Anyway, rest in peace. She was a pop powerhouse, Total Eclipse of the Heart, and like I Need a Hero. Love that song. She's amazing. So anyway, make it a great weekend. Remember, there's all kinds of wonderful things to do. And we were talking about that park. If you've got kids, Enterprise
Park.
Enterprise Park that's got a whole water feature?
Yeah, there's the upper park is like tennis courts and soccer fields. The lower part of the park, like a children's theme, like playgrounds, water park. Yeah, it's a great place. My friends and I do TikTok videos every Saturday there.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. We're going to have to check that out. Also, again, the Tiger Field, and then I was thinking about how we are going to have, in August, we're going to have the Ironman with thousands of people that are going to be embarking on the Redding area, and I'm trying to get the word out so people are prepared. And I think, you know, like FIFA, what are we going to do when we meet these people, perhaps, and I know they're here for this race, but they're families. What are you going to do if you run into somebody in order to be like, love the North State? Are you going to reach out like we see on some of these reels where the Texans take them four-wheeling, or they'll take them fishing, or they'll give them the, you know, a cookout? So if you have that opportunity, my question is, make a little list of what you would do if you would want to share the North State with a complete stranger and you had, you know, 8 hours or 9 hours to do it in. Where would you take them? What would you do? I'm going to ask that question next week. Maybe somebody can call in, heard the show, started thinking about it. Like, I know I'm going to. And I just always like to say, do a random act of kindness. You know, I'll never forget going through the bridge and somebody paid my toll. Or I'm driving through a coffee and somebody pays for the coffee in front of me for me. And, you know, it really makes your day. You know, if somebody drops something, pick it up. Do random acts of kindness, because this ripples out into the world, and I think it really helps to be healthy, is to do a random act of kindness, you know, in your mind and your heart. Be happy this weekend. We love you here, all of our listeners and all of our sponsors who helped to make this station go into 17 years. December 14th, we're celebrating being on the air that long. It's been great. With Carl and your ride and your love and support. Have a great weekend. Signing off. God bless.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.